The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
I don't know if you can tell or not, today's word of the day is bush.
Yeah, it is.
Billy, Reggie.
Is it now?
W.
Big bushy beard. Okay.
The beer.
So, let's just get this out of the way, and then I can field questions afterwards, if there are any. I'm not assuming there will be, but maybe.
Oh, that song's still creepy. Because, you know,
think about, like, if you played guitar on this song. Like, crank it up, yeah, shred!
Tonight, on Unsolved Mystery. You get scared as a kid, like, oh.
It's John Tesh probably on the
what?
The ivories.
Was it Tesh that made it?
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so, first off, not making light of anything. Not making light of anything. Awful, awful tragedies did happen. But I did say 3 weeks after the event, something is up with this. I talked to someone that I know that is a type of biologist from the University of Clemson.
Dang, man.
And I asked questions, and questions were answered. And I said those answers on the radio.
You do have connections for somebody who wanted to be a scientist growing up.
Well, only two. But that's probably like two more than most. Do you know a scientist?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Fat boy.
I might.
Bill Nye doesn't count.
Not that one.
No.
Actually, I got to ask him. Are they a scientist? I think Penguin Mean Kitty might be a scientist.
It's good to know a scientist.
Chemist.
A pilot, a chemist, and a real doctor. Like a doctor, like not your doctor, but a doctor. Like one you can like, hey, seriously, man, what are you?
Your doctor will tell you what you want to hear.
Yes, yes.
You got to have an impartial doctor.
So I came on here and I said the same thing I'm saying now. Not making light of the situation, but here is the truth of the matter. And that was that there was things that needed to be gotten to, but because of certain situations, they could not be obtained. And what that thing was lithium.
Okay.
And what I said this in the group text the other night, and Jeremy Clements, he remembered me saying it. Rob never chimed in that night. I don't know what Rob's butt on his shoulders was that night about, but he didn't reply.
I think he was watching Boston Legal.
Probably so. Probably watching Night Court or something.
watching
the new Matlock.
Hey, that's what it was.
New Matlock.
Much better references than my dated one from 30
Well,
years
I said, well, Night Court is back now. But anyway, yeah. Or it was. So there's been lithium in Western North Carolina for a long, long time. I mean, I don't know how long they've been mining it. I know at least since World War II, maybe before that. Also weird that you can say World War II all day long on YouTube, but you can't talk about the third one, or they demonetize you. That's so weird.
You can't even talk about one of the groups from the second one without getting demonetized.
No. So,
wow.
It was proposed that there was an area of Western North Carolina where there was a big, big hunch that there was a major, major lithium deposit there. And most of you know what lithium's for? Batteries. Need them for them batteries. Not only for your cell phones, anything with batteries. Your EVs.
Vibrators.
Your Chinese EVs.
Yep.
Oh, they taxed the hell out of them cars.
I got a question, but it's too early to ask. I gotta wait.
I'll take a question first. A pre question.
Is there does somebody know a hotspot of what is where? Because when they found out there was cobalt in Idaho, they took all the water from the farmers
for the
cobalt mines.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's God.
It's got
to
be.
I think you have access to my Google account. Really. I was literally reading about that yesterday.
God, that's
awesome. How did they take all the water through the rivers?
They were funneling, I think, part of it.
People like Bill Gates own mineral rights for cities. Like, he owns the water rights. Like, let that sink in for a minute.
Who is that to even to sell to him?
I know that.
I don't know.
That's.
I don't know why we buy New Jersey's trash. Yeah. You know, I don't know what that's about.
I'll never understand.
To destroy ecosystem.
I mean, trust me, I don't know. So anyway.
Yeah.
It was proposed. So there was, and I have been told not to say, I did then, but not to say specific names. But you can Google it and see politicians that owned, let's just say this. If Fat Boy owned a company and me and Paige invested into it, and Fat Boy with that company started child trafficking, right?
Didn't think about it, but. Chief labor.
As part of his conglomeration over there, then we are actually invested in a company that's child trafficking.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And I told you up front, and then you gave me more money when I told you what I was really doing.
So I'll go ahead and say it.
Really?
Kamala Harris's husband. I don't care.
Doug.
He did. So here's the thing. The company up there that ended up getting the EPA rights to get this, majority of it, the shares are owned by BlackRock, which if you don't know about BlackRock, you just have to Google it, you know, and see. It's a rabbit hole you'll be in all day long, but
might scare you a little
so
bit.
So thus, under that, it was known that this EPA wouldn't sign off on it, though, because of various water, the land, the forest, the protected areas, things like that.
You said BlackRock. I misheard you.
Yes, yes. Don't get excited over there. I was wondering why you had to stand.
Jesus.
Also, huge recovery money had been flowing in. And the governor, his recovery advisor, a guy by the name of Jonathan Krebs.
Is this our governor?
No.
North Carolina.
Josh Stein.
Okay, yeah. Governor Stein. Not Cooper, but Stein.
His recovery advisor, Jonathan Krebs. They got $81.5 million for Hurricane Helene relief fund from the fund. That contract went to Jonathan Krebs' former employer, a company by the name of Horn. It's like it reads as horny. They are the company that is a established disaster recovery experience team. Now establishes the BDO Government Services LLC, a separate legal entity of BDO USA, supporting government program implementation and management services. So basically, they go in, they raise all this money. The money goes to the company this guy just happened to work for. They got the government contract for it. Here's the other thing. Dateline. I did not see this here in our local press. And you can say, oh, that doesn't happen anymore. Bull crap. Stuff that was going on in Spartanburg was talked about in Charleston for a freaking year in their newspapers before it ever hit up here. And you tell me people didn't see it, please.
There's another place, too.
So this popped out of Raleigh. The head of the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, is calling a newly identified lithium deposit in the Appalachian Mountains concentrated in the Carolinas an amazing find. Saying it could help the United States reduce its reliance on China for critical minerals essential to modern technology, i.e. lithium. Federal officials made the announcement just last week as a major North Carolina lithium mine west of Charlotte and Kings Mountain cleared a key permit just a few weeks ago.
Which is a historical site.
Oh, well, see, again, there's been mining around there since World War II, at least.
Is it like strip mining, where they completely get rid of all?
Like a quarry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Like the thing I've said about what I think the Grand Canyon really is, that it was an old gold mine.
You said it was the biggest GD hole in the world.
I did not. That was Clark W. Griswold that said that.
It's because of fracking.
What was because of fracking?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, for back then?
Yeah, it's the biggest fracking in the world.
You know, the first thing when you talk about relief funds getting robbed, that's exactly what's happening in California. That's what Spencer Pratt's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And how the FBI is involved and the government officials are taking all the money that's supposed to rebuild all those houses.
Dude, another one that doesn't get mentioned is the Black Lives Matter.
A lot of misappropriations of that.
So much of that is crazy. So the big thing here is that when this thing goes through, combine this with the major EV battery plants and automakers that are going to be built within the next 5 years along 85 with a $10 billion mega project by SK Batteries USA, is going to become the biggest generator of rare earth minerals in the whole country, valued at $90 billion.
God almighty.
So I am not, now, I'm not going to look you in the ear right now and tell you that I don't think that weather can be manufactured. DARPA has...
Well, I think we're getting there, though.
You can look at... there's a patent for it. Like, they did it in NAM. You can seed the clouds. I don't think they can push the storm to a certain radius, maybe. Although we now have tech where we can hear a heartbeat from 200 miles away, which is really cool if it's a missing person, but really bad if it's you.
Yeah. You can be found.
So what I'm saying here is that some people knew something and took advantage of a situation like you ain't never heard of.
What do we deal with? It was we dealt with China. I forgot exactly what the negotiations were when we were talking about the chips in Taiwan.
Right.
But remember, we negotiated with somebody mineral swaps. Might have been Russia, maybe. I can't
Ukraine.
Remember. Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah.
We would swap. Okay. So you already know where all the stuff is. Plus, right. When you always hear about these treasure hunters out west following these old maps, and when they get too close to something that's really there, then the government's like, well, you know, that's ours. We own the ground rights.
Now, my scientific friend did add this. He's, don't quote me on this. And he also sent me a later text. And it's a he, by the way, you can tell. Definitely don't say my name. Which he's not saying anything that you can't find on the internet here. It's also rumored that they have found the cleanest and purest quartz found on Earth there. Quartz, of course, being the major conductor in cell phones and other technologies.
Yeah.
So the purest quartz in the world, perhaps, is in Albemarle, North Carolina.
Oh, home of Kelly Pickler?
I don't know.
There's Here's also the thing. Some
I don't know where she lives.
Oh, Kings Mountain, other mines like that, too.
Yeah, see, Raleigh. And they've been there for a while, but this particular one, this main vein of it, calling it a historical find.
So when is it going to become obsolete to where we make lab-engineered diamonds now? So they'll be like, you know, instead of mining for all this quartz and finding it, we'll just make it. And then there's not going to be any need for any of this stuff.
See, that's... that'd be a great question to ask my uncle, the jeweler, because, you know, like, he only likes the old... He's old school. He don't like the, you know, the
lab-created
stuff. But... You know, also the fact that diamonds have scientific uses as well, not just, you know, for jewelry.
For needles.
So gold looks pretty, but I don't know as far as it being an alloy is for, because it's usually very soft, you know?
Yeah, so could fool's gold replicate what you would use real gold for? There's something to where...
You're saying with quartz, could they do that?
Well, take any of those metals. There has to be a substitute that, you know, scientists are already on, but the commodities and precious metals markets are like, hang on a second.
I don't think gold tarnishes, so there's something about gold being able to go in your mouth and how it's pure, you know? Other than other metals.
Oh, you're talking about teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about grills?
I didn't know what you...
No, I'm just talking about...
She's sitting there doing her pinky finger on her teeth.
Certain metals.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is...
Yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We don't have any new champagne poppy.
New poppy.
Lord.
Like, why don't we have the new stuff? Do I have to march my fat ass down to the block and say,
yes,
where's that new poppy?
I wouldn't say march down there.
No, roll do down there.
I want to hear the K-Dot diss, the LeBron diss. You know, we don't have it.
Sorry, it's not connected to our system.
Why would he diss LeBron?
I don't know, man, but it's like when Drake puts, because it was a surprise album, you know, he's got surprise disses in there.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know, he had beef with LeBron.
Whoa.
So who knows next?
It'd be great if he like featured Bronny Jr. talking crap about his dad.
Oh, and the song's called Blank Your Daddy. I know that's right. It would say that in parentheses beside it. I don't Blank your mammy, bitch. Parentheses. I know that's right.
I know that's right. We ain't got no dog, huh?
God.
Go ahead and play it.
Please.
we said favorite. We went to, a friend of ours, Lee, is having a birthday today.
Yeah.
And Lee said, if y'all get time, play it for me. It's 38 seconds, it'll make my day.
All right, here we go.
So, Lee, happy birthday, you old son of a gun.
It's my favorite. Oh.
Hello?
Hey, I saw the white dog, bitch. So come and clean this in my yard before I call the cops.
I don't know, dog, ho.
What the f***? Come clean this dog.
You clean it up, bitch. We don't, I don't know, dog. I ain't gonna clean up a damn thing. And now I don't know, dog.
I saw the white dog. I'm gonna come smear the on your door. You'll clean it then, I bet.
I bet. Quick, you come on, I'm gonna blow your ass off, too.
You. You're gonna come clean this dog.
Your mammy, bitch.
Come clean this.
That's when we prank called Carol Goldsmith from Channel 4.
We did.
She sounds way different off air.
She's sweet.
Way different. No, that wasn't her.
Carol's a nice lady.
That wasn't her.
Man.
Happy birthday, Lee.
You know, I feel bad.
I get asked more about that scam than any other one.
Did you ever apologize to that lady?
Well, I forgot the number. I like, God, why didn't I keep it? Because we could have got her so many times.
She probably went and yelled at all her neighbors, like, I heard you call me.
True.
Look what you did.
I don't know that Fatboy sounded like any of her neighbors, though.
That's the thing. Like,
that might have been the issue.
We were like, that's when we had a formula. Let's take a last name and a city.
Yeah.
And just randomly, you know, pick.
Like nowadays, you can just use randomizer or whatever.
Yeah.
We would literally sit there on like whatever phone book, USA, whatever that website was. We put in a name and a town and just whatever it popped up, we'd start calling people. And you only got older people because, God, it'd be so good to do now because a lot of people are still working from home.
Yeah.
God, a good way to do that.
We've had other ideas too. Like we want to start doing them again.
I wish you would.
Get back and, you know, just kind of kick them around and see what happens.
Tuesday is going to be our day, right?
Yeah, let's get in there. Because it really was fun to do it, especially when you know you got a good one.
Yeah.
And nobody's heard yet.
Okay, this will be a good time to throw this in then, too. The thing from Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Dan has a there's a whole backstory to this, too. You want to just play it? There's actually two new pieces. I haven't heard the Memorial Day thing.
Oh, yeah, I got them both.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so it'll be a first listen
is
for that.
Is this the one that I wanted?
There's a Fatboy song that he made, and I was like, wait a minute, that's not you singing. And I asked him, I said, who's that singing? And he says, it's that lady that you did the dog crap phone scam with.
Oh, no.
No, that's not her.
I think there are a couple that we haven't heard since the last time. Because we heard Cinco de Mayo because it said Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, but that was good. I hate we only got to play it one time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? By God, let's do it again.
Okay, let's do it.
We are the Rise Guys. We are the Rise Guys. Saviors of morning radio. With Matt, Man, Paige, and Fat Boy. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Olay!
Olay.
I had to do the clapping.
Forgot about the Olay.
Yes. I prefer Arn myself. But if you like Olay Anderson, that's fine with me.
I think everybody preferred Arn, right?
Seems so. Even Gene preferred Arn more so.
So do you want to do the other one? Not the latest one, but the other one first? Like the oldest to newest?
I was going to say, well, how much time do we have here? Like minutes?
Probably like three.
Okay.
I mean, they're short, but I don't remember if there are any other ones we haven't played.
Well, so Play the Fat Boy song, and then I can tell the backstory of who that is. And then, because I was like, who is? Because I thought, well, I'm not gonna say what I thought. I thought he had reconnected with a past someone.
I don't remember if I heard this. I don't think I have.
You haven't listened? Oh, okay. No. So I listened to this one, but not the Memorial Day one.
Oh. Okay.
So,
all right.
So here's the Fat Boy song.
He has a beard, comfortable shorts, a nerdy pair of dad sneakers. Got a GED and a big ass from which he's always passing gas. He is a fat boy in a mock cat boy, part of the Rise Guys morning show. Radio savior, Matt Man's enabler, been here since he has seen his toes.
Yeah, there's only one thing. There's only one gripe.
Yeah.
I know what the gripe is.
Yep.
But maybe I don't.
Well, the gripe is, I don't have an ass.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't enable you. Or you don't enable me. We don't enable.
So. We don't.
That's a
Does
bad
he have
thing.
A big butt?
You disable me more than anything.
Like, I can't disagree with the passing gas. You know, that happens.
Yeah, but you don't have a butt.
You're no not ass. As bad as some have been.
Well, I'm trying.
So it's like, hey.
You trying to do or try
Who
not?
Is that? That's his niece. She is a singer as well.
Oh, he's bringing her up. He's got the whole family in on the
kick whole
now.
Family's in on it. Yeah.
So now he's probably going to be able to produce a lot more.
I know. I was like, maybe some duets and kind of stuff.
Yeah. I see the boss's eyes getting a lot bigger because I said more content.
Yeah, content. We love it. We love content. Keeps people content.
Now, you haven't heard the new one.
No.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that it's Memorial Day.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's kind of odd.
What is?
This new piece of audio. Oh,
was that Avril Lavigne? Was that her song?
No, that was Dan from Columbia's niece.
No, but the song, the original song.
Yes, the original song was SK8 Boy.
Yep. Not
B-O-I.
Not to be confused with the girlfriend. I don't like girlfriend. Take me new ones.
It's like Cardi Boy, Playboy.
Mm-hmm. Or T-Word Boy.
Gotcha.
Remember that one? Fetty Wap was... Now, who was T-Boy?
He wasn't even Italian.
2 Chainz? He
was. I looked it up. He wasn't. Neither was
I
Gucci Mane.
Nah, Gucci Mane. Who's a lot older than you think he would be.
Yeah.
He's OG. Now, I'll play this for you, but I don't remember it being really a song. It's more like an announcement.
Okay. Yes, because Memorial Day is Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rewind.
This weekend, we honor the brave soldiers who preserve our freedom. So while Fat Boy eats way too many hot dogs, and Matt Man the germaphobe won't touch the potato salad because it's been out too long, and while Paige is just happy to have an extra day away from those two knuckleheads, you can rest assured that we remember that Memorial Day is more than just the unofficial start of summer. Thank you to all of our armed forces from the Rise Guys.
You know, I don't like that one, really.
I don't like it for a couple reasons.
Yes,
I
mean, why are we knuckleheads?
First off, it's getting Paige over way too hard.
Really?
Second.
A day away from those two knuckleheads.
I don't think you can mix messages. Like, you can't be serious and try to back end it with some comedy.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, it's a serious holiday.
I actually like you knuckleheads.
Well,
and potato
maybe
salad.
One day that'll be, you know.
I like potato salad.
Well, they did say you didn't. They didn't take no shots at you. I'm a germaphobe.
So let's recap.
I was fat.
You're a germaphobe. I have a big ass. I pass gas a lot and eat a lot of hot
your
dogs.
Toes. You like wiener, so I get it.
See, look.
Wow. Look at that.
I want to buy you a spa package.
Dang it. I got to have these on hotkeys.
Kiss you like a frog.
Hey, will you send me a voice message back?
What do you want me to say?
And all you have to say is
okay.
I just want to say it.
Do you want to hear it?
Puny. Like when I'm sick.
Down on one knee.
Yeah.
Grab your hand.
Uh-oh.
Give it a kiss from a frog.
Oh, I love that song by Seal. It was great.
Kiss from a frog. Bye.
I would let down my hair and let you come up here, Rapunzel.
Repulsive. Yeah, it's not gonna be head hair.
My old man lived in a shoe.
Oh my god, it's like the video that I watched.
Does all backwards. He had a plastic menagerie.
Paige. Hey, theater nerds love that one.
What is up in the Plex?
Oh my gosh. Well, we can talk about
the theater ones. Nerds. Don't be talking about Jug like that.
Jug, uh-huh. Jug does love the.
He gets to the movies
stage.
Every day of the week.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about a guy who once met a woman who was eating a picture of himself.
What?
Yeah.
A man met a woman who was eating a picture of himself.
Was eating a picture of him every day to get his attention. So we'll get into that. And why this woman was doing that on TikTok. All that more coming up. It's weird.
Well, it's TikTok. That's why.
Oh, it's a new challenge. Eat a picture.
Eat a picture.
Why?
Eat something
that rhymes
with
pick. I don't know why people do that.
Well, stick. They make the printable, that stuff. Was it fondant? Is that what it is? The stuff you print cake icing
out
with?
Oh, yeah, fondant.
Put pictures on it and stuff, and then you eat it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I always saw that where you're cutting into animals, but that's not real. They're like cakes next to your cat. That's not even funny.
No, why'd you mention it?
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Whatever. Yeah. It's going to rain for 2 weeks.
Oh, God, look at it. Don't look.
I had to see when the thunderstorm started. Because I don't want to be
3:30 in the morning.
It's 5 p.m.
And not a soul in sight.
Well, I don't want to keep my dog. She's afraid of those things.
Here's
City's
a question.
Looking like Maggie Valley.
On a...
summer night.
And the thunder rolls. When they say 70% chance of rain, does that mean there's a 70% chance it's going to do it one time? Or 70% of the day it's going to rain?
No.
Why would they not say there's a 30% chance it's not going to rain?
Yeah, like...
More, I mean, we need it.
We do need it.
I went by the lake the other day in front of Edwards Middle School, and it was like almost gone.
Dude, God, what's the other one? Not Lake, yeah, Lake Cunningham, up toward the other side of Greer. Also very low to me.
God. Army's got to let more water out.
Slip
man.
Off the clothes and go skinny over in there. The skinny D.
Dude, where I'm at, you couldn't even get in wastewater. You got to walk around, and there's sandbars everywhere.
Oh, man.
Mm. Gotcha. All right. Well, so we're going to talk about Glenn Powell.
I kind of want to keep talking about the weather.
You want to? Okay.
Nah, it's just I'm not old enough yet. I gotta, you know, wait. Usually you don't get to that conversation until you're 50s at least, right?
Yeah.
Bull crap.
That's why you avoid asking, so how are you today? Because then they tell you about their body functions.
It's like, oh, it hurts to wake up.
I don't want to hear that.
Especially Fat Boy.
Yeah.
First thing, what's up? How you doing? First thing this morning. Mm-hmm. Man, I think I got to go take another S.
Yeah, I was like,
hitting the snooze button.
It's like being in the old folks home.
I'm like, man.
Sorry I asked.
I thought I was finished, but your body's like, hey, that was only halftime, buddy.
And then you start talking. Never mind. I won't get into that. All right. So this woman on TikTok, she ate a picture of Glenn Powell. Every day,
who
actor
is that?
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell is a movie star.
He's pretty good looking. I had to.
He's on the rise. Ton of movies. Twisters, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, I saw Twisters.
Running Man. Mm-hmm. That was him.
Was he Running Man?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar.
So.
Stuck his hand down in Sidney Sweeney's pants in a movie.
Uh-oh.
That was pretty cool.
God. So he did that every day in the hopes that he would notice her.
Kiss his hand.
And give her a part in a movie.
Like we're in England. I'm gonna kiss his hand.
Here, let me kiss the hand, Glenn.
So here's the thing: Glenn even watched her eat this picture of him at one of his movie premieres.
He seems like a pretty cool hang, so he's probably filming it. Like, yeah, go ahead and eat it. Let me record this.
Yeah.
So her name is Monique, and this happened at the premiere of The Running Man.
Monique.
Monique.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Glenn. Glenn, I got a picture.
Although Monique I mean, that's...
That is, it's kind of unique, isn't it?
Mon means good in French.
So. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, then I don't like it anymore.
Well, I know what mon frère means. It means I'm after.
Parlez-vous.
No, it means my brother.
Mon frère.
You know how you say, how they say "dix nuts" in French is "dix neuf."
Mm. Is that true?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
That's all I learned in high school, and then I quit. Yeah, like, do you use noof? That's how they say it.
Okay.
I will continue to speak American, folks.
We like this guy. We love him. We love him. He speaks American.
Okay, so he met this Monique.
Looks like a Cuban terrorist.
at the premiere of The Running Man. When she asked him to sign a picture of himself, and then she proceeded to wolf it down. And don't think this is like...
That's kind of weird.
People are doing that.
She's probably like skinny as a rail too, right?
And her videos all seem to be from 2025, but one of them is labeled Day 139.
You should have to do The Running Man at The Running Man premiere.
And she claimed the paper was plant-based and 100% edible.
They should do a 401k for charity.
What is that? Yep.
Free plug Friday, guys. Hey, I just want to do this real quick. We're doing a charitable 401k this week. It's a walk run if you want to be a part of it. I was like, dude, yeah, you're doing
a walk run.
That's a long ass race.
He ran out of time too.
It's 401,000 miles, guys.
It's like, oh man, I got him backwards.
It's like Forrest Gump did it 10 times in a row. He was running.
What's the try?
If you're Glenn Powell's wife and you see this,
he's cute.
Listen to you. You're fawning over him right now.
Well, I don't know if he's married or not. I Googled him.
Your cheeks are red like that of an alcoholic right now.
He's one of those...
Oh, it says he's not married. Formally married. Pardon me.
So he's been acting for a bit, and he brings his parents to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So he's probably one of these guys that, you know, like newly discovered success, and is not a dick about it, so he seems like he's pretty cool.
Oh.
Plus, he was fun on SNL when he hosted. I thought he did pretty good.
Okay.
That's your criteria.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you can make it on that show.
Yeah. Which is crazy that Will Ferrell was on there for all those years and just sucked balls the other night on there.
I missed that sketch, but they tell you when you go there.
No, not literally. Just.
Wow.
You missed it. It was right after Weekend Update.
When you take the studio tour, they tell you how they sound on TV is how they sound in here. There's no acoustics or nothing to amp up these bands. They're either good live or they're not. And that's what you hear.
Yeah, especially since Ashley Simpson's performance.
Oh, Lord. What was that?
Well, she just had technical problems.
I think she got IBS and had to leave
immediately. Yeah, she started dancing like she was a flapper girl.
Like the music track wasn't working. I don't know.
Like, what's wrong with you? I gotta go, Lauren. I got the runs.
I love those moments. Like when you do something by accident. Like, if you ever fallen down and then you think, oh, this is embarrassing. How can I make this funny for everyone around me?
Oh, yeah, like you're doing a push-up or whatever. Like,
that's what I always do. Like, oh, okay. Like, if it's an accident and I fall, like, I learned that from my sister, oddly enough. We were in Cornelia, Georgia at wrestling, and we were walking across the parking lot to go in the old schoolhouse for wrestling.
She went to NWA?
Went one time. I think she had eyes for a particular wrestler at that time.
Oh.
Mr. Alan Jones?
He was pretty phenomenal. And, she busted her butt, fell right down. Aww. And everybody just turned around and looked there, and she's like, let's have a picnic.
Well, okay, that's fun.
And I thought that was funny as crap. Good
it's too for awkward her. When you see somebody do it and they start crying or they're like really injured. You're like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Well, generally when you fall, you kind of hurt yourself.
That's why I ask them, are you okay? And when they say yes, then I laugh.
I saw a girl
learned
falling.
That when my grandpa broke his back.
Oh, he fell off of a roof?
He fell out of the tree, and I laughed because I thought it was funny. And he broke his back in like four places and was in bed for 6 months. It was like, I thought I was freaking Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
You know why this is believable? Because I've seen this happen before years ago. We were at the movie theater, and the guy was, he had a couple of handicaps, but he was walking like, he walked like he was about to fall, but he actually did fall with his popcorn. And
yeah.
I can't say what you said, but you predicted he was going to fall. I can't say the name you called him, but you said that guy's about to fall, and he did.
Well, I said it in a playful way.
Yeah.
But, well, look,
okay.
I'll say this. If you have hand braces, you know, like that butter's going to be slippery, man. Oh. And when you go to grab a hold, it's like, he's going to fall. It's like watching a drunk. walk away from a bar after like pounding 10 shots in a row. He's going to bust his ass. You go,
oh, no.
And there he goes. Oh. It was like the guy from Something About Mary. You know, that guy. He'd go walking around like that. I felt bad for him.
Yeah,
I really did.
Yeah.
This is what I said to him.
You son of a bitch.
That boy went and put a hole in his popcorn and finished him off in the movie theater.
What? All right, well.
Wow. Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.